remaining in the first quarter. Lakers 8, Bad Axe 6. Games elsewhere, Ubley is leading 6-0 over Brown City. Harbor Beach is leading 6-0 over Sandusky at Sandusky. And we have a post under center, two men in the backfield. Post keeps this one for himself, looking back to pass, and he does. And it hits his receiver right in the hands, but can't bring it in. That's number two.
See, that's the hands again. He hit him in the wrong place.
That's the hands. I'm losing all of my papers tonight.
Uh-oh. Well, you're losing all your papers, but I'm trying to find out what the Laker roster is here.
Number two, Cody Maurer for Lakers.
Okay.
So that one's incomplete. Nick Post, his second incomplete pass of the night on five tries. Brings up third and long, third and 13 at the Bad Axe 32-yard line.
I think the Lakers need to go to Kotick Radiator and get a little stick'em like they used on an air conditioner to fix it up.
I'll give you that one. All right, so post under center, two men in the backfield with two receivers to the left. Uh-oh. And almost picked off. Oh, wow. Pass was intended for number five, Evan Kaczynski, but a number 87 in a blue
Daniel
jersey.
Daniel Brown.
Daniel Brown just jumps out of nowhere, almost caught it straight up, just power interception, but tipped out of his hands. Then it was almost caught by another Lakers receiver, and then is by another Bad Axe receiver. Incomplete, however. Brings up fourth and 13 at the 32-yard line of Bad Axe. Lakers bringing in their play right now.
You know, Kotick Radiator is down at the east end here in Bad Axe, and it looks like the receivers all from Lakers should get some stick'em on their hands.
That's right. For radiator, heater, or air conditioning work, head to Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, the thumbs only radiator repair. Post looking to pass, rolls to his left, but passes to his right to number 89, Nathan Kaczynski. He gets out to about the 18-yard line, and he has the first down by about 2 yards. First down, Lakers.
Seth Geiger for the Hatchets forced them out of down. The quarterback rolled across toward the Laker sideline and then threw back toward the stands here of Bad Axe, and he was the only receiver. This time he got some glue on those hands.
It was about a 5-yard pass and then 11 yards after the catch. 16-yard play for Nathan Kaczynski from post. Brings up first and 10 for the Lakers deeper into Bad Axe territory. They're in red zone territory now. First and 10 with 5:15 remaining in the first quarter. Lakers leading 8, Bad Axe 6. Post under center hands it off to number 26. Seth Kaczynski, first man in the backfield, moves ahead for about 2 yards, second and 8.
Metzger and Spencer Kelly on the hit for the Hatchets.
That's about a gain of 3, actually, in fact. So brings up 2nd and 7 for the Lakers. Deeper and deeper into Bad Axe territory. A lot of action on the sidelines here. There's, I'd say, about 50 to 60. I'd say about 40, actually.
Well, I'll go 50 or 60.
All right, 50 or 60. Bad Axe,
yeah.
Young cheerleaders on
yeah,
the track.
Yeah, there's a bunch
well.
Of them.
Anyway, Post in the spread formation, keeps for himself, has room to run, has the first down, and then
and
some, and
touchdown.
He's in. Touchdown, Lakers!
He was just like a wiggling worm going through there, or a snake, as you might say, and got in and tacked on 6 more for the Lakers.
4:35 remain in the first quarter. Nick Post keeps it for himself for an 18-yard carry. Touchdown, Lakers. It is now 14-6, Lakers over Bad Axe. Post with an 18-yard carry. He has 44 yards on 2 carries for the Lakers. They come out. They're going for 2 again. Empty set.
Now it's to the right instead of the left.
Now it's that muddle huddle once again. There's the center and then, of course, a guard, and that's about it. And then there's 5 to the right, 2 to the left, and it's a pass to number 5. Pass
got
to
it.
Number 5. That would be Evan Kaczynski, and he reaches his arm across the pylon, and he does so. 2-point conversion is good. It is now Lakers 16, Bad Axe 6 with 4:35 left in the first quarter. You're tuned to WLAW.
Game nights are busy. Let your friends at McDonald's Food and Family Center make things a bit simpler for you. Whether you're tailgating, eating on the run, or trying to sit down with the family before or after the game, count on McDonald's Food and Family Center to provide you with the choices you want, complete with the convenience and affordable prices you've come to know and expect from your favorite hometown grocer. Hot and cold deli case, salads and subs ready to grab and go, and so much more. McDonald's Food and Family Center, helping families enjoy game night for over 57 years.
10. It is now Lakers 16, Bad Axe 6, with 4:35 remaining in the first quarter. A high-scoring game thus far.
I think, Clark, both teams have been to Ben Franklin and Pigeon. They're trying to be very crafty in this game, and I'll tell you what, they're certainly reaching down in for a bag of tricks to score points.
That's right. From toys to for the kids, to quality crafts to quilting supplies, visit Harjo's Ben Franklin at the Light in downtown Pigeon.
They're pulling out all the stops here tonight.
Indeed they are. And that is a kick from Lakers, and it is on the ground.
Tried an onside kick, but it was a little deeper. Looked like about 20 yards, or he whiffed on the kick.
And it was brought down to the 31-yard line, jumped on by a Bad Axe Hatchet, and it's going to be first and 10 for the Hatchets at their own 32-yard line.
I believe Eamon recovered it for the Hatchets, so they'll take over inside their 35-yard line.
First and 10 for the Hatchets, moving right to left across your radio. 4:35 still remains in this first one. A very slow-moving game, but a fast-paced game.
Yes.
So, T formation for the Hatchets. Braden hands it off. Keeps it for himself around the left side. He has, and then he pitches it to number 4, Dylan White.
Uh-oh, and the Lakers recover it.
And Dylan White was hit when he was trying to get to that pitch, and it's a fumble, and Lakers recovers. So just like that, first drive of the play results in a turnover for the Hatchets. Lakers offense back on the field, first and 10.
Evan Kaczynski recovered it for the Lakers, and the problem with that pitch, he was trying to catch it, and he didn't go to Kotick Radiator and Repair and get some of that stickum on his hands.
That is true. That is true. So first and 10 for the Lakers into Bad Axe territory at the 34-yard line. Short field to work with once again for the Lakers. 4:26 remains in the first quarter. Lakers 16, Bad Axe 6.
Well, they had the right call on. The quarterback, Braden, pitched it, but the halfback, I don't think, was looking for it. He thought he would turn it up.
And a flag is on the play.
Flag on the play.
They either took too long or illegal procedure. I wonder how they... Oh, he's telling the center. He picked up the ball. He's talking to the main guy there that snaps it, and he says, you picked it up, and only at Ben Franklin can you get away with that.
I won't... That one, that's a
you're not gonna,
I'm not going to give you that one.
Well, yeah, if you go into Ben Franklin, they got all kinds of gadgets in there that you come away with.
Yeah, but illegal procedure?
You can do that in there.
Okay, all right, 5-yard
penalty. But you got to pay for it as you leave.
Yes, you do, as the Lakers did with a 5-yard penalty there. First and 15, backed up to the 39-yard line of Bad Axe. Post back to pass, number
wide
89,
open.
Wide open. Nathan Kaczynski, he is in for the touchdown. Touchdown, Lakers, 39-yard pass from Post to Kaczynski. Tack 6 more on for Lakers, that is 22-6, Lakers over Bad Axe.
I'll tell you what, the Lakers are coming out and not hesitating on running or passing the football here against the Hatchets.
Nick Post now has 94 yards passing on 8 tries. He is 5 for 8 for 94 yards, and they're all to Nathan Kaczynski with 94 of those yards. So,
Coach Minetti called a timeout here on that extra point. Do so because the momentum is definitely on the Lakers' side, and he's got to settle his kids down here on homecoming night in Bad Axe. If you're in a 10-mile radius, you can come in and watch this one. They'll be crowning a queen at halftime, right, Clark?
Yes, they are.
Yes.
So, Minetti now down on the field. Am I correct in saying he starts in the booth?
Who's that, Minetti?
Minetti. He did tonight, in fact. He's now on the field trying to get his players. It's still early. It's very early in this one. We're still in the first quarter with over 4 minutes left. So Bad Axe has plenty of time to get back into this one. It's currently 22-6. We're waiting on the extra point or two-point conversion from Lakers currently. As the crowd still sticking around.
Well, they've got so many cheerleaders out here. They got to take those little kids home after the game, I hope. They just don't want them.
That's normal procedure, yes.
Yes, they don't want to let them walk around here after the game by themselves.
Correct.
Ed Walker says that's right. He knows that.
That's right. Ed Walker here, the PA announcer for Bad Axe, of course.
Yes.
And Post under center, two men in the backfield, man in motion. Now two receivers to the right, Post back to pass, and he does so to number 5.
Kaczynski, and that's incomplete.
So with 4:18 left, it is Lakers 22, Bad Axe 6.